You're listening to VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network, global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. You're the giblets in our gravy. Or the lumps, as it is. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. Geez, it's good to be back.
But you know, you're doing a great job today, having gone for a couple of weeks. You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
Seriously, you are. And I know you don't feel totally up to par.
I don't.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm catching a cold on top of everything.
Oh, great.
That's all right.
So you need to go home and take care of yourself.
Well, actually, I have a doctor's appointment right after the show. I have to have a checkup and another blood test. So.
Oh, good. Okay, so they're taking good care of you.
Oh, the things that happen to you when this happens. My blood sugar shot up to 350. They thought I was diabetic. I said, no, I'm not diabetic, but I was on insulin while I was in the hospital.
Oh, God.
And it was only after I was just ready to check out that it started to go back down to normal.
Man, I know this thing just hits you like a ton of bricks. When it does, and you're going to take care of it from now on, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
I don't know how you... There's no way to take care of it.
Yes, there is. It's food, but pretty much.
Yeah, they said food didn't cause this. This is just, you know, what happens. But they did say overall, you know, you need... I have a lot of fiber in my diet, but I'm now on a very restricted diet. It's 1,800 calories a day, which is barely maintained. I can't maintain weight on that.
You are going to... lose a lot of weight, babe.
Yeah, I know.
It's one way to do it.
And
not a good way, but it's one way to do it.
Low salt. I'm off my high blood pressure medication because my blood pressure dropped so low, it's still catching up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm off my Prozac, so.
Uh-oh.
No, it's been okay.
They don't want you on Prozac? Yeah, that's what they all say, Griff.
No, I feel fine.
Okay.
Except that there's side effects from not being on it that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. I think I know what those are.
Yeah, that thing that happens when you're 23 years old and it's the only thing you can think about.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I try, you know, I don't really need
anymore. Oh, that's back?
Yeah.
Ay vey.
I know, I hate it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
PJ in Olney, Maryland, what's your question or comment?
I was wondering, I've been doing about 150 items a month on eBay in terms of sales, number of items, and that amounts to about $650, but my biggest problem is shipping. Shipping has been going through the roof for me, not prices, but just the amount of work and the time, and it's getting pretty complicated, and I didn't know if there's any way to simplify it.
Well, what do you sell? Do you sell big or small items?
A mix. Pretty much books. Fishing lures, fishing reels, fishing lines, stuff like that.
Have you assessed what it is about the tasks that taking up a lot of time?
Well, the first part was I started about October 30th, really seriously selling on eBay. And what was happening was I'd either done my scale, the first one was faulty, so that all my packages got sent back to me.
Yeah.
So I'd avoid all those, print all new labels, which was like 50 different packages, and I retape them all on.
Oh, brother.
Everything by hand. I'm cutting everything the labels myself.
Wow.
So that was the biggest thing.
Well, in speaking with other sellers and knowing on my own end here when I'm doing shipping, I've discovered that, and I'm constantly trying to improve this, that the more efficient you make your shipping station, the faster the task goes. So having your shipping supplies ordered in such a way so that you've got the item, it's on the scale, it's easy to box. If you're using peanuts, for example, it pays if you have the space to invest in one of those things that puts the peanuts up high with a little funnel that you can then just put into a box.
Okay.
Every single thing that you can think of that will make your shipping station, the tasks, easier is going to help cut down on the time you spend shipping. And I'm not, you know, I know certain things about this, but shipping shirts, I've got that down to a science, but if you're selling everything, that can get tricky. And the best way to do it is to ask other sellers who sell similar items who are doing it quicker, and their tips will be invaluable for getting you more efficient in that area.
Okay. Is 150 items too much for a month? Is that pretty standard for most sellers, or
That's more than I'm selling, and I think it's you know, depending on your time, how much time you have to devote to the business. Let's see, if you're selling 150, you're roughly selling what? Three items a day? Maybe. Four items a day, let's say. Five items a day you're selling in average. And I'm sure that comes in spits and starts, so that maybe some days you sell more, some less. That can be a lot, yeah. It can be a lot, but
it's doable.
It's doable, yes.
Okay.
You just have to, that constant making your workspace more efficient, it's a project that never ends. Only because business changes and business grows, and you find that what worked for you when you were selling one item a day doesn't work for when you're selling 10 items a day.
And PJ, we have so many tips and tricks, shipping tips and tricks on this show, from Indicia, from Stamps.com, from BubbleFast, you name it.
Yeah,
we've got so many ideas that come up all the time. So keep listening and hope we can help you more in the future. Thank you very much, PJ.
Yes.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and on with us, I love her name. Her name is Bridge.
Hi, Bridge.
Bridge is with Stitch Labs. Bridge, welcome.
Oh, Stitch Labs,
yeah. Yeah, welcome to the program. What's your question or comment, or what do you have for us today, Bridge?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was thinking about the holidays coming up, what's going on with Cyber Monday and how important those sales are, especially for our eBay sellers. So I wanted to ask you guys if you knew when sales spiked on Cyber Monday in terms of time. What time of day do you think?
Let me see. Cyber Monday, that's after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Is over and people are getting ready to go back to work.
I should know this, but I don't.
5 o'clock.
I'm going to say noon. I'm going to say noon.
Noon. So, in actuality, the two biggest peaks when people are shopping is at 11:30 in the morning and then 9:10 at night.
Ah, it was close.
What?
I was close.
Are you saying 9:10 or 9 to 10?
9:10 p.m.
9:10, and I can see that. The kids are in bed, everything's over, you've done everything's been done, you're sitting there, and you're going to buy. And so the other one was
11:30 in the morning.
30 a.m. Very interesting.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Bridge. Great to hear your voice today. Have you got plans for Thanksgiving?
I do. I'm headed home to Nashville, Tennessee, so get a little bit of family this holiday.
When do you leave, Bridge?
I leave on a red eye tonight.
So oh, good luck.
Exactly 12 hours.
Oh, good luck. I hear that there's some cancellations. I hope you get through.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bridge, thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for calling today. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, known on eBay as Black and Gold Gifts. Hello, Tom. What's your question or comment?
Oh, I just wanted to first say welcome back, Griff. It's good to hear your voice. And, of course, there goes my cell phone.
Thanks, Tom.
Hang on 1 second.
Did you finally get a smartphone, Tom?
I'll call you back. Charity has one, yeah.
Okay.
One of these days I'll fill you in on the rest of the story.
Okay.
Well, you only know what I said in Philadelphia.
I
don't know what went on for months before Philadelphia.
I had breakfast with them in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And they said they don't have smartphones. And I thought, and I got on my high horse, how can you possibly be an eBay seller and you don't have a smartphone? You have to know what they're seeing on the smartphone. I got real, prissy.
You got
with
on
them.
Your high horse.
Yes. And so I guess Charity got one. Tom, you're next. But what was your question or comment?
Well, mainly I wanted to give a reminder about our next meetup group. The Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group is meeting again on Friday, December 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park at 245 East Waterfront Drive in Homestead, PA. And I'll be happy again to send you all that after the show, Lee.
Please do.
The main thing that I really wanted to say about this is, first of all, hello to Bill Brest, who is a new local individual who heard me on eBay Radio and is interested in joining the group. to others out there that are in the Pittsburgh area or the tri-state area, if you haven't been to one of these meetings, if you've never been to an eBay event, if you've never been with another person who sells on eBay or does what you do, you cannot possibly, I can't even explain to you how good it feels to be in a room with other people who think like you think and do what you do. And even if there's not a group near you, start one. Whenever two people or more get together with this subject, even if you just live in a small town and you want to meet at a coffee shop once a month, just a couple people, it's so refreshing to be around other people who speak your language.
Oh, it sure is.
And, you know, we've been to the big events, and honestly, we get the exact same feeling every time we have one of these little eBay seller group meetings. Because everybody's thinking the same way, and everybody's excited to be with other people and sharing ideas. You just come away energized. So I'd encourage anybody, even if you can't come to my group, which I love, join a group or start a group.
Thank you, Tom.
Best
good advice.
Ever. Thank you. Yeah, I love going to the meetups. They're real energizing. This open phone segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Coming up, it's your last chance this week to call 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Do it now here on eBay Radio.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 225.
Search engine optimization, or SEO, for eBay sellers has gone to a whole new level. Sandy Garcia, a.k.a. Social Sandy, is known on eBay as top-rated seller Office Threads. She says use social media to create connectivity.
Search engines learn what is a valuable link is the more people talking about it, but if people talking about it in natural, organic conversation. For example, one person could share something on their Facebook page and say, oh, I'm thinking about buying this. What do you think? Other people are having a conversation surrounding this one link, and it's set to be a public conversation. Google sees that. It sees people are engaging with the item. It considers the item more valuable.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Electric lights for Christmas trees were first used in 1895 when President Grover Cleveland set up a lighted Christmas tree in the White House. The general public began to notice, and it stuck. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network. And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Our last segment for the day. Unbelievable. Today's final open phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. So why go over the river and through the woods when you can just call us at 888-RADIO-30, especially with the weather as it is?
Really?
888-723-4630. And I just want to take this chance before we run out of time to thank everyone for their kind words and well wishes, and I really appreciate it. It was very difficult for me to stay on top of this through social media because, quite frankly, I had other things on the top of my mind, but I do thank everyone for their well wishes.
We're just happy to have you back. We love you, Griff.
And I'm happy to be back.
Good. Hey, we're going to go to my hometown right now of Norfolk, Virginia, and speak with Wade. Wade, what's your question or comment today?
Hi, my question is, I've been kind of doing a little research on eBay, and I kind of like it, but I want to know, is there any place where a newcomer can go, and if they just want to buy a product at a wholesale price and then just sell it? I don't mean like what they call that.
Drop shipping.
I mean, right. I mean, well, I buy it, and I'll stock it.
Oh, sure.
And till a buyer comes and buys it from me. But is there any sources out there where I can go and buy stuff like that? I don't want to do like go to Big Lots or anything like that. I actually want to buy it wholesale.
Well, the first thing to do is to find in your area whether or not there are wholesalers or liquidators, depending on the size of your metropolitan area that may be close by. Okay. Your chances of finding liquidators should be pretty easy. Or manufacturers that want to sell product to you direct. But the key to this isn't where or who. The key to doing this, we've discovered over the years, is just getting out there and doing it. So many people don't go do the footwork, for example. Where do you live, by the way, Wade?
I'm in Norfolk, Virginia.
All right, so you're close by to some major metropolitan
areas. Well, Norfolk is major metropolitan.
Yeah, you're right in the middle of it. I would start looking around for product right there. By the way, I wouldn't. There's a lot to be said about some of the wholesale retail outlets like Costco and Big Lots and Sam's Club, where you can actually get, if you're have a savvy eye out looking for good deals, you can get quantity product that you can resell on eBay pretty easily. There's lots of books that describe this. I know Chris Green has a book about arbitrage that explains this, and our friend Kat Simpson talks about this a lot too. But the first thing to do is just, you know, make some cold calls, either on the phone or by email. You'd be surprised the response. People who have this merchandise that they don't want to sell at retail, they're looking for you. And if they can find you, they're going to be very happy. Now, the downside is that unless you're willing to fork over a lot of cash to buy high quantity, your actual deal on this gets smaller the less you buy. It gets bigger the more you buy. So you have to kind of balance that out. How big a commitment are you capable of making, or do you want to make for a lot of merchandise? So do a little research when you find the product that is being offered to you. Make sure that it's worth your while to take it, because sometimes the margins can be very squeezed. And it is a competitive marketplace, remember. So yeah, it pays to do that research up front. But you'll find, I guarantee you, right around Norfolk, you're going to find sources that you didn't know existed.
Okay.
Wade?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Are you originally from Norfolk, Wade?
Originally from Norfolk, yes.
What high school did you go to?
Norview.
I did, too.
Well, the two of you probably went to the same prom.
No, we didn't. I'm much older than Wade, I'm sure. But I graduated from Norview High School.
Wow.
So, Wade, okay. Say hello to Norfolk for me, and thank you so much for calling. Listen, Wade, since you're new, call back anytime.
Yes, please.
If you have more questions, call earlier in the show. Okay, we have a little more time for you. Thank you so much, Wade.
We'd especially like to know if you did find something, so let
Definitely.
Us know the results of your search.
Matt in Raleigh, North Carolina, also close to my hometown. What is your question or comment, Matt? We don't have much time.
No, I'll be fast. Griff, welcome back. Glad
Thank
to have you,
you
back. So my question is regarding Blackthorn. I'm calling from SimpleAuctionSite.com, a Blackthorn alternative. What's the best way, other than going to the eBay site, how are you guys choosing Blackthorn? I know you guys have some internal products to offer, but how are you guys choosing Blackthorn alternatives?
Do you mean for our...
Well, we had one on today.
Yeah, we had 6-bit.
6-bit on today.
And John Slocum is the original creator of Blackthorn. Do you mean how do you get like added to the application site on eBay?
Yeah, how do we become an option in addition to Sixfit?
Sure.
You know, there's a lid for every pot, of course, and different needs. We're primarily an auctioneer software, auction management inventory, but sure. We've created eBay Sync.
So we only have a minute, Matt, so I'll give you what you need to know. You need to go to the eBay Developer Network webpage and sign up there. And then from there, you'll figure it out. And then if you build a product that is useful to eBay sellers, it'll be included in the directory.
What's the name of your software?
It's called eBay Sync, but it's from the makers, simpleauctionsite.com.
Okay. Oh, cool. I like that. Yeah, I'd start with the eBay Developer Network and work from there. And if you need, if you want to connect with somebody, I know some folks who've gone through the process and do have apps up, and I'm happy to connect you, and they would be able to give you some advice too. So email me if you want, and I'll connect you with some people as well.
Definitely.
Griff at eBay.com.
Where can I find that, Griff? Just DM you directly on Twitter or just email you directly.
To email me directly, it's griff@ebay.com, griff at ebay.com.
I got it.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks. Happy to help, Matt.
Nice to hear from you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for living, Griff.
Thank you for living. Which is a way of saying thank you for not dying, Griff. I die on the radio a lot, but in real life, it's not so much fun. This open phone segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. We won't be live Thursday, well, obvious reason, but or next Tuesday, December 3rd. But we'll be back on the air on Thursday, December 5th, and we hope to see you then. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Group of Thought.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Small business owners wear many hats. Creator, producer, marketer, salesperson, customer representative, and bookkeeper. Keeping track of all your finances can be a daunting task, but Outright simplifies your small business. Deanna Fink uses Outright and says she doesn't fear the tax man anymore.
And I can do it like on a weekly basis, so I keep track of everything throughout the year and not at the end of the year.
Deanna, does Outright help you stay organized?
At the end of the month, I can see where my profit is, all the different things that takes money out of the money you made. So you can see where your profits are, your losses are, and where you're at.
How easy was it to use Outright?
Simple. It's like QuickBooks is, they have classes, and it was like, I'm not taking a day out of my life to put all this stuff in and learn the program. Outright was so much easier.
Find out how you can simplify your business and keep your finances all in one place. Go to Outright.com. That's Outright.com.